Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Real Talk About Real Relationships, where we challenge the status quo in relationships and raise the bar on how we do them. I'm your host, Judy Graybill. Now, the reason I do this show is because relationships are complex. Navigating them can be confusing and sometimes messy, and I want to help you clean it up so we can get back on track, so we can do love in a real way, in a way that's happy and healthy for everyone, where we feel the love by another. It is one of the six basic human needs, is to feel loved and to feel connected. And that's what we're doing here today and in every show. And today we're talking about truth and lying. July 7th was Tell the Truth Day. And that got me thinking, because why do we have this holiday? It has such a huge effect on relationships, is how we lie and how we or tell the truth. And the reality is that a lot of good-natured people lie for many different reasons. And I talked a little bit about that last show. But today, I want to talk about the lies that we tell ourselves, because that's really the worst kind of lying that there is. So before I get back to that, I just want to acknowledge the listeners that I've already had. This is only my fourth show, and I've already had a few listens and downloads, and I want to do a shout out to my first follower, Hot Words, Hot Topics, and I have one story to share, and then I'm going to open up the calls to my callers. So it's kind of a continuation of a story I shared last week. So last week I shared a story that I was dating a guy a while back. This is years ago, and he traveled for work, and he would invite me to come out with him, and he would fly me out. But he would always lie to his ex-wife about bringing me, and it bothered me that he was lying to her about it. And his point to me was that it's really none of her business. And I agreed with him on that point. However, I felt like he could just not tell her at all because it was his ex-wife. And you don't have to violate your privacy. You don't have to share all the details. You could just say it's private. And the thing that I want to say about Dory of this is the fact of the matter is that that violated the trust in our relationship. The fact of the matter is after that always stuck with me, and it did affect my ability to trust him. And somewhere in that conversation, I can't remember if he said it or if I said it, but it came out, one of us made the comment that he might lie to other people, but he would never lie to me. And I even said to him out loud, how naive would that make me to believe that you would never lie to me if it's in your character to lie? Because right now it's just his ex-wife that he's lying to. But okay, I'm back on air live. Sorry about that, technology. I'm going to go right to my caller because I hope that my story got shared.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, live caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Gigi the Storyteller. I have so many stories
to tell. Oh, it's so great
to
hear from you. Got a story to share for us today?
Oh, my God. While you were telling your story, I'm like hanging on to every word, and then there was nothing. I'm like, oh, my God, I was listening to that. Oh, my goodness.
What part did I drop?
Well, to the part where he had said that he would lie to everybody else, but he wouldn't lie to you. And you said, well, how naive would I be? And then it went, nothing. I'm like, what? I want to hear more.
Well, that was kind of, well, I guess it dropped, at least I got that point out, because that's exactly how we lie to ourselves, though, right? I mean, because we think that we see somebody doing something with other people, and somehow we think that they're never going to do it to us. Like it, like we're special somehow. And I see this in a lot of relationships, and I'm sure you got some stories to tell on this. Wouldn't you agree that you see that a lot? That's what we do. We feel that need to be loved is so strong that sometimes we lie to ourselves and we won't necessarily want to see the truth of that situation.
Right. Judy, we lie. Even the most honest, truth-worthy person there is, and then after that, even me, you know, I have built a platform on the truth or a truth because I totally resented the fact how Christianity duped me. So I was like, look, people.
Right.
And prior to that, when I was married, oh, my goodness, my ex-husband, he lied about everything and for no reason. Some people cannot help it. We could break it down in all kind of different parts on that issue. Some people cannot help it. Some people, in my opinion, my old Vasi view, it stems from childhood. I mean, it's like deep into their past. And then even with that, what happened? You know, there's a lot of variables on that as well. You could have a parent who is so controlling and overbearing to where you are scared to tell the truth because you're scared of what may happen to you. So to save yourself, you're going to tell a lie. We could be a people who we are so conditioned into this system to where, ha, 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 we care about what other people think. So we create these lies in our head. So what? So the other person could feel better or you won't have any repercussions of it? Now that I have stopped trying to figure out. The only thing I can figure out is me. So with me.
Yeah, I get you on that one.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. And I tell people, look, especially creatives, don't send me your music or your artwork or your project or whatever, and you're going to ask me, oh, Gigi, what do you think of this? I had someone recently, they just built a website, and they sent it to a lot of people and asked them, what do you think? And he asked me, what do I think? And I told him what I think about the site, some things that he could change. Oh, my goodness. He got offended. He says, well, everybody else says it's okay and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, didn't you ask me what do I think about it? So do people really want to know the truth?
Yeah, that's
a lot of
okay,
people
I,
don't.
I actually, you said a lot of great gems there, and I just want to get some feedback on that because this is a thing, too, that a lot of us coaches talk about, too. Like we have – it's very hard because – especially, it's, of course, different if someone's paying you for advice because then they want to hear it. Other people, you know, it's hard. But the thing is, it's like you were doing him a service by telling him your true opinion because the fact of the matter is, Gigi, you are in the industry. You have done this. You've done marketing. You have a lot of knowledge under your belt. You have a lot of experience under your belt, and that's valuable, and you've learned some things, and you're actually doing him a service by giving him your true opinion as opposed to just telling him what he wants to hear or what, you know, you might think he wants to hear. And it's almost sad that he doesn't see it that way, but, you know, we can't control that. But I just want to throw that out to other people, too. And the thing is, it's nothing against those other people that gave their opinion. Those were real views as well. They were probably telling the truth. They just didn't have the knowledge and the experience that you have about what is going to get the results that he wants. That's my take.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I went in not, you know, I have, like you said, marketing under my belt. However, when I went there, I put my mind as a customer, you know. So the first line was very negative, like, buy this and the price is going to go up after this. I'm like, whoa, and that's the first thing I see? So, you know, he, you know, felt certain ways about that, but I could only tell the truth. And when I saw your main topic was about, oh, my goodness, the lies that we tell ourselves, that threw me, Judy. That threw me in several directions, because I'm like, me, I don't lie to myself. I'm very truthful. And it took me like 48 hours. It's like, what? And then I'm thinking, if she asked me that question, what would you say? It's like, I don't know. And then this morning I woke up and I have an answer. I'm prepared if you ask me that question.
Okay, well then, what lie do you tell yourself then?
Oh my God, why did you ask me that question? You know, because
we have a minute
and
a half, so.
Oh my God, I'm a Pisces. I'm emotional. I told you to change your show to 30 minutes, but they give you a little extra few minutes. They're not going to cut you off. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. But here's the thing that self always say, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I do care. And that's what get me, because I do care. I care so much about humanity and being an empath, it overtakes me. So I be like, yeah. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, but I do care. So that's the biggest lie that's one of them that I have been telling myself. I do care. And I think that's why I do have my show to share, you know, because a lot of us go through the same experiences.
Yeah.
So that's one of the lies.
I think, yeah, telling us that we don't care, I think a lot of us sensitives do that because we don't want to care sometimes, because it hurts to care.
Mm.
And
yes,
we're trying to talk ourselves out of that pain. And but the way I see it now, of course, it changes sometimes depending on the mood and the day and what's going on. But I just try to remind myself that, you know what? It's okay to care. We're supposed to care. We're supposed to be loved. It's the pain that I feel is a sign that I care. And if I didn't care, that would make me inhuman. And I don't want to be inhuman. I like being human. It is part of being human. We just have to figure out how to integrate it. So anyways, we're at the end, and I'm going to end it there. But thank you for calling in. Thank you, listeners. This is Judy Graybill, Real Talk for Real Relationships. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.